A 78-foot vessel used to move sockeye salmon from the fishing grounds to a processing facility is still leaking fuel into a salmon-producing river in Bristol Bay. KDLG's Mike Mason has this update.
The sunken fishing tender Lone Star is sitting on its side in the mouth of the Agushik River. The vessel sank in late June with thousands of gallons of fuel on board. What is not leaked out is likely still on board, as responders are preparing the vessel for a lightering effort that should finally get underway this week. John Brown is an environmental program specialist with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation.
It's a very dangerous operating environment, and these guys have been on it for quite a while. So, we're finding the process, we're moving ahead, and I think we're getting close to getting the fuel off.
The responders are still trying to gain access to all of the fuel tanks on the Lone Star. They do that by drilling through the hull of the vessel and putting in a valve. It's anticipated that the hot tapping, as it's called, will be completed in time for lightering to begin sometime later this week. Among the agencies on scene is the U.S. Coast Guard. Petty Officer Sean Eggert is a spokesman for the Coast Guard Sector Anchorage.
Members of the Coast Guard and the Coast Guard National Strike Team, the Pacific Strike Team, are on scene just kind of offering their advice and consultation to aid in the recovery of the vessel.
At last report, the Lone Star was carrying over 13,000 gallons of diesel fuel, along with significant quantities of hydraulic fluid, lube oil, and gasoline. The vessel is also carrying about 30,000 pounds of sockeye salmon that were on board when it sank on the 30th of June. Once the fuel is lightered off the Lone Star, the next step is to recover the vessel from its resting spot. A draft recovery plan was put forward for review on Friday, and it's currently being reviewed by the U.S. Coast Guard and state agencies. The 78-foot Lone Star has been leaking fuel into the pristine Agushik River since it sank during the early morning hours of June 30th. The leaking fuel forced the Alaska Department of Fish and Game to shut down the commercial set net fishery in the Agushik section. Fish and Game also instituted a 6-mile closure for the drifters around the mouth of the Agushik River. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.